Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. We have one more message this morning concerning the men of God, Hosea chapter number 1 and verse number 1 this morning. The Bible said, "The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea." Our Heavenly Father, our wonderful God, this morning as we do call upon your name, we're so grateful, so thankful, God, for this beautiful day, God, that you provided, Lord, the privilege and opportunity to go to your house. And I honor you this morning, God, that's been so good to us and watching over and caring for us, providing for us. And Father, we just want to honor you this morning, God, the first fruits of our heart, exalting your wonderful name and everything that's said and done this morning. God, I pray that you certainly touch these that we've made mention of, the sick and the afflicted, God, you pass by their beds. Side this morning, God, raise them up according unto thy will this morning, God, and we certainly pray for those that are struggling this morning, God, and Lord of heaven, I pray today, God, for your men, God, that stand this morning proclaiming the truths of thy word, that certainly you'd anoint them, God, this morning, God, give them power and authority, God, to be able, God, to express the gospel this morning, that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Bless wherever your people are gathered together this morning, be in the midst today, Lord, and for all of this, I will be mindful to give you thanks and praise this morning. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask this morning. Amen and amen this morning. The Bible said the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea. Thank God for the word this morning. Aren't you glad for the word from the Lord this morning? What kind of world would we have this morning if we hadn't had a word that came from the Lord this morning? It changes everything this morning. Aren't you glad that no matter how bad the circumstance is or what situation you find yourself in this morning, no matter what the doctors or the lawyers tell you this morning, I'm glad that one word from the throne can certainly change everything this morning. I'm glad that the word of God is still quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword this morning. I'm glad they still moves, and I'm glad that it still accomplishes. I'm glad that this morning that the word of God this morning can do what we cannot do for ourselves this morning. And so I'm glad the word of God came this morning unto Hosea. God chose this morning to send his word through men this morning, through the agency, through the vessel this morning, through the instruments of men this morning would stand and proclaim the truths of God's word this morning. And so the old prophets this morning from the word of God this morning, they heard a word from the word of God, from the mouth of God this morning. They were to stand and go and to preach and to proclaim the truths of God's word this morning. I know today there's no new revelations this morning, and so we're just repeating and resounding what's already been said this morning from the word of God. And so this morning, we're still tasked this morning. We may break it down and we may entitle it, we may alliterate it this morning, but it's still the same message that God sent unto his people this morning. I'm glad that we have a word that comes from the Lord this morning. And certainly today we love the men of God this morning. I know that sometimes the messages from the men of God have been rough this morning, but you know God holds us to that standard this morning. If we're going to preach and proclaim the truths of God's word this morning, we need to be a clean vessel, and we need to be a vessel worthy this morning to be able to preach the word of God. Now, I realize the man of God's not perfect this morning. None of us are, regardless of what's been said this morning. I'll assure you, we're nowhere near. And I heard people say all the time, well, if you're going to preach it, brother, you better live it. Well, I'm telling you this morning, there ain't no preacher can live this morning if he preaches the whole counsel of God, because we're not perfect, and because we're going to make mistakes, and because we're going to fall short this morning. But we are to proclaim this morning to strive for perfection and holiness in the Lord this morning. That ought to be our desire above all things this morning. But I want to tell you this morning, the man of God this morning ought to be honored. The man of God ought to be respected this morning. The man of God this morning was more than just a paper board this morning, just casting news whether it's good or bad and then going on our way. But the word of God has got to affect the man of God this morning. The man of God is more than just someone that has a Bible in their hand just to be given to someone else. But I'm saying the man of God, with his calling and with his anointing this morning, he has to be affected by the same message
message that he also delivers unto the people this morning. Amen. I'm saying the very message that come from God, it has to be mingled and meshed until it burns in the bones, until it rises and swells, until it gushes forth from the man of God this morning. Amen. I'm just saying today it's more than just reading an outline. I don't care how great an orator that he is this morning. Amen. He must have the anointing of God in him and on him this morning. I don't care how or what manner of style that a preacher preaches him this morning. I mean, I've heard preachers jump and shout and holler and snort and never say anything this morning. And I've heard preachers that never loosened their tie or took off their coat and never much raised their voice. And yet they fed my soul. As long as he's preaching from a King James Bible and preaching him the Spirit of God, man, it is worthy to hear from the Lord this morning. I mean, brother, I'm telling you, when you fought the devil all week, when you have wrestled with the powers of this world, when you've struggled in circumstances beyond your control, when you're empty and worn, when you're down to the last straw that you have, you don't need a name it and claim it, health and wealth, hanky peddling, a charlatan. No, I need to hear from heaven this morning. I need a man of God that's been with God, that's got a message. Thank God, I need bread upon the table this morning. Amen. So for just a little while today, in this final message, I want to examine these men of God this morning and how the message affected them, because it still has the same effect upon us today. Amen. As men of God, as we stand, amen, this morning on the backs of those that have plowed the way and cleared the path, amen, we have more than just an obligation. Amen. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel this morning. And men of God, as we have received, amen, we ought to stand fast and stand true, that we may also be able to pass down to the next generation this same, amen, this same vernacular this morning. Amen. And so as I look at these men of God this morning and how their message affected them this morning, amen, I want to talk about Noah this morning. I want to say that Noah had to labor for his message. Amen. I'm saying this morning that Noah got a word from the Lord, and he had to work for 120 years. Amen, laboring upon that ark. Amen. And every time that a crowd grew and gathered around, I imagine he put down his hammer, got up on a stump, and preached unto them. Peter said he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. But brother, it takes labor. I know that. People just think the man of God, all he does is get on the internet and get him a message, amen, an outline, and get up there and read it, and then he just sits around all week long. But I'm telling you, brother, if he gets a message from the Lord, it's going to take some labor. Amen. It's going to take some study. It's going to take some digging. Amen. Paul told Timothy, to study to show thyself approved, a workman of God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And he said that you're prospering in the word of God will be, he said it will be evident unto those that hear thee this morning. Amen. And so there is labor that goes in to the message. Brother, I'm saying there has to be some midnight oil that burns, some early morning hours in the study. Amen. If you're going to find the message that God would have to bring, if it's going to have an effect upon the people, it has to have an effect upon you. Amen. This morning, I thank God, I'm saying you just can't, amen, get up early on Sunday morning if you've not put any labor in all week long. Amen. It takes labor and working in the Word of God. I think about Moses. And Moses had had to learn his message. Amen. There's nothing wrong with education. Nothing wrong, amen, with books and teaching this morning. Amen. Moses had the best education that a man of his time could have. For the first 40 years of his life, he spent them down in Egypt, in the best schools, in the best libraries, learning everything that could be learned of his age and time. Amen. And when it came time, he depended upon that which he thought he had. Amen. Instead of depending upon the Lord. And so for the next 40 years, God put him on the backside of the desert. Amen. Unlearning everything that he had learned. Amen. Nothing wrong with your education. As long as you're not resting in that education. As long as you're not depending upon that education this morning. How to do what only God can do in your life. Amen. This morning. That doesn't mean you can't utilize it. That doesn't mean you can't draw from it. Amen. But I don't put any faith or confidence in what you know, depending upon what God knows this morning. Amen. Have nothing wrong with getting all that you can get from books and other men's writings this morning. But I'm saying, brother, you better depend upon God. Amen. This morning. It takes understanding from the Lord this morning. Amen. I think about Isaiah. Isaiah had to look at his message. Amen. He's always using that term, behold, throughout the book of Isaiah. In chapter 6, of course, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. The Lord was always showing him something. Without a vision, men perish. Amen. I'd say if you're not looking for anything, you're not going to find anything this morning. Amen. How important it is for the man of God to look unto the Lord. Amen. Looking in his word. Looking unto heaven this morning. Amen. Brother, we've got to have more than just some commentary on world events. We've got to have something more than just a poem or a funny anecdote this morning. Brother, we've got to lift our eyes to heaven. From whence cometh our help? Our help comes from the Lord this morning. We've got to look in his direction this morning. He's the only one that can provide. Amen. I think about Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I had to lament my message. Amen. That my eyes were a fountain of water, that I might weep this morning. Jeremiah, amen, was broken because of the message that God had given him. It wasn't just something, brother, he could get up behind the pulpit and read and then walk off the stage and go on to the buffet line. But he said, when I got it, it broke my heart. And when I delivered it, it touched my heart. It was Jeremiah that said, mine eyes affect my heart. Amen. He said, it moved me. Amen. And brother, I'm saying, if your message don't move you this morning, brother, you've not got the message from the Lord. Amen. It must affect you as well. I take no pleasure this morning in shearing the sheep. Amen. I take no pleasure this morning. Amen. In pounding the pulpit and pointing fingers. Though oftentimes it is necessary. Amen. To confront sin. Amen. And expose ungodliness this morning. Amen. I'm saying the message that comes from the Lord. It has to affect us. Amen. Ezekiel said, I had to live my message. Amen. I mean, whether it was laying on his side or whether it was dragging a chain or cutting his hair or boiling him the cauldron or the losing of his wife. Amen. He said the message was more than just the words that came out of my mouth, but it was the life that affected me. Amen. They looked at me and seen the message living in me. Amen. You're not just just a preacher on Sunday. Amen. You're not just a paper boy on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Amen. That message has to live within you if it's going to remnate, if it's going to affect others. It also has to be seen in your life. Amen. Daniel said, I was labeled by my message. Amen. I mean, brother, if you're going to stand for God, they're going to label you. Amen. You're going to be one of them holy rollers. You're going to be one of those fuddy-duddies. You're going to be one of those. Amen. I'm just saying, the man of God this morning, if you preach and tell God's truth, brother, they know you're not going to defile yourself. They know Daniel was a praying man. They know that he wasn't going to bend or bow. Amen. And I'm saying, brother, you're going to take some flag, and they're going to label you, amen, as a Christian and not in a good way. Hosea said, I had to love my message. Amen. God told Hosea, I said, go and love a harlot. Amen. I mean, he didn't tell anybody else that. He was trying to show Israel, amen, that God loved them even though they had I've been unfaithful this morning. Amen. I'm saying, friend of mine, the message that you deliver this morning must be delivered in love. Don't care what you preach on. If God gives it, preach it, but preach it in love. I don't preach it out of spite. I don't preach it in arrogancy. Quit trying to beat people over the head with the Bible and love them this morning. Amen. Though you may deliver judgment, amen, though you may deliver a message of sorrow, I do it in love. I thank God this morning. I think about John the Baptist. He said, I had to be less than my message. He must increase, but I must decrease. Brother, that's the problem we're having nowadays. Amen, men are getting bigger than their messages. Amen, folks are drawn by the personalities. Amen. The men of God have got into stardom. Hey, folks are more inclined to stand in line and buy tickets to see somebody as they are to hear from God. Amen. Brother, I'm just saying, we have got to be hit in the cross. We've got to get out of the way. If all people ever do is see us, brother, we've missed the mark. Amen. I want them to hear from the Lord this morning. I think about the Apostle Paul. Paul said, I had to languish with my message. Amen. God saved him and called him to preach. Amen. And he spent more time in jail. They stoned him. They whipped him. They beat upon him. He was hated everywhere that he went. Amen. And I'm saying, the word of God, brother, if you preach it, gun barrel straight, amen, you're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some of those that are going to stand against you. Amen. You're not going to win a popularity contest. Amen. There's going to be times of language. Amen. When you preach the word of God this morning, if you stand for the truth, there are going to be those this morning that are going to lash out against you. Amen. This morning, but Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me. And yet the Lord was with me this morning. Sometimes, preacher, it's just you and God. Amen. I think about John the Revelator. John said, I had to leave with my message. Amen. He was ostracized, alienated, run out on the island of Patmos and left alone. Amen. They didn't want to hear what the man of God had to say this morning. And brother, I'm saying, if you preach God's word, you're faithful and true unto him this morning, there'll be times, amen, brother, you're going to feel all alone. John said, I was on the island of Patmos for the testimony and for the word of the Lord this morning and the message that God gave him to deliver. They didn't want to listen to it. Amen. But I'll tell you, some 2,000 years later, it's still around. Amen. We're still looking into it. Amen. It's still as to the test of time. Man of God, you may feel like you're all alone in that pulpit. Amen. You may feel like you're all alone when you step off that stage. But you just remember, if you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, He's with you. And He'll honor it. He'll bless it. Amen. The man of God and his message. Amen. It's got to affect you this morning if it's going to affect others. Amen. Be faithful unto God. Amen. And I'm saying one day it'll be worth it all. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.
I've got heaven on my mind. I Name Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, for I know that I'm a soul, the Son set free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Some folks live on wealth and pride. I am poor but satisfied. Great Jehovah owns it all, don't you see? Underneath his loving wings, I'm as happy as a king. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, for I know that I'm a soul, the Son set free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me.